Hey guys, it's your boy Pat. Welcome back to the next episode of the Hollow Down Cigar Lounge podcast. See this recognized face over here? Got Derek with us.
Hey.
Hanging out, great weather today. In November, it is banging outside compared to all the stupid heat we had, which I know we talked about. If it wasn't the last episode, it was one of the recent ones, because I know I mentioned before, I think the last time you were on the show with us, how atrocious our previous episode together was before that. So this is nice. This is great.
Yeah, very, very happy with it. It's like, what, 55, maybe? I looked earlier.
Well, I was going to quick answer, but, you know, my phone's decided to lock itself. So, are you not going to tell me? Bull crap. It says 68. It does not feel like it's 68.
There's no fucking way that's
right. There's no way. And it says it was refreshed 20 minutes ago. Ain't no way, homie. Anyway, it feels fantastic, regardless of what the number says. It's great. So, we're going to sit out here, bullshit with you guys, talk a little bit, smoke some cigars. Got another good one today. He had a rough couple days, so he's chugging on his ghost energy over there, keeping himself alive. And unlike this sweet-ass hollow-down coffee mug says, this is not coffee. This is definitely that scotch you got me. This is monkey shoulder.
I see what you did there. You know what? I said I wasn't going to do this until...
Sorry if he just killed your ears with that.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
We got a new metal table, so I've already done this in testing a couple times and realized how obnoxiously loud this is, so looks great. We will all screw this up. I apologize. I will do my best to edit it out until we reacclimate to the new table.
You could have got a tablecloth or something.
Well, I like the look of it. It's kind of got... It goes well with the metal and the black and what I'm planning to do that I can't tell you what I'm going to do with the backdrop. I mean...
I'm not saying it doesn't look nice, man, so, but hey, you're the editor. You got to deal with it.
If we can... I did it when I filmed on that porcelain table at the old place. I did that a few times. I would scrape something over the tile, and I finally just had to learn to, like, robotically set down and set a slide. So, we'll get there.
It's a weird world, the whole editing thing. Like, you adjusted your actions so that you could make your editing easier.
And just imagine I'm doing it on a podcast. Imagine, like, actors and Hollywood producers, the amount of things that they change and adapt and, like, how they do and how they talk and how they... Just because of editing. Because there's some things you can't edit out. Like, if it's there, it's there. You can do a whole lot of things, but some things, you're just stuck.
I'll take your word on it.
But, anyway, before we get rambling too much, introduce the cigar of the day. It is another one of Rocky Patel's Vintage Lime. So, thought it'd be fitting to do it when Derek's back on the show, since he smoked the last one with me. This one is the Rocky Patel Vintage 1999 Connecticut, and I know this thing hates to focus, so we will attempt. If not, I'll put the picture up like I always do. So, this one is on Cigars International, so we're going to read this tidbit for you, and then we're going to light them up and see what's going on. So, the Rocky Patel Vintage 1999 Connecticut is more of a Honduran origin, fillers from the Dominican and Nicaragua. The flavor profile of this is more of a slightly spicy cigar with creamy notes of earth and toasted wood. It's got a mellow change of pace throughout the cigar. I have seen times where your earthiness and woodsiness can be creamy, but it is not super common. Usually the toasted stuff of the wood will pull out, so we're gonna see if we get that creaminess, but it seems to cater to the mild spice with the creamy mix, so we're gonna see. I'm not gonna do my lovely V-cap, because again, this has a very shallow second cap, and I just don't want to rip it off.
I've been smelling this thing for like the last 30 minutes, and if it doesn't taste as good as it smells, I'm going to be very disappointed.
It does have a very smooth taste.
Like, so far, the smell gets a yep.
You know what that is? That's a good thing. for the new Arturo Fuente ashtray that was given very recently. Probably saw posting that not too long ago on the page. And just because I've only used this once in testing, I don't know the model number or name of this lighter. If I can figure it out by editing, I'll put it up here. This is a Calibri stick lighter. Again, I'm glad it focuses on me, but it does not show this stuff. I got this swag at a cigar event. Very interesting, but pretty good lighter. It counts as a single flame, but it's a very wide flame torch. So we're going to use it today and see how it goes. That first pull is incredibly smooth. Man, you can definitely tell I've been used these in a quad torch. I missed the entire underside of the cigar. It's like I'm a newbie again, man.
How the tables have turned.
Right?
Don't need to teach you how to light a cigar.
What's the step number one?
We're going back to that. First, you get your monocle. If you go and get a monocle right now, I swear to God, we're using it for the rest of this episode.
I don't have one. I probably should at some point.
Make it merch. Sell them.
Hollow down monocle.
For that classy.
Classy. Where is Brett when you need him? Stay classy. I can't do the whole quote. That's his job. So I realized he's only been on a few shows so far. Every single one, that man has quoted Anchorman.
And so I like that guy.
And the sad part is, I don't think he, one time he did it on purpose. Other time, I don't think he's purposely trying to create a trend for himself. I just think he's just full of so many quotes. It's just like,
he's got a thing now.
They're well placed. Mm-hmm.
There's an art to it, man. Oh, yeah.
Definitely a very mild spice. I definitely agree to that note.
Yep.
It is not overbearing. I mean, it's a Connecticut wrapper, so it's a lighter feel on the outside tone. Good initial draw. Of course, we're still in the initial toast light, but
not disappointed. Yep.
Ooh. Ooh. You're stepping up. You said more words than yep. I mean, it was only, I'm not disappointed, yeah. But that's more than a yep.
Yes, it is.
This is a moment of growth.
I'll see you guys later.
Well, that's a wrap. I'm only 8 minutes in or whatever.
I did not come here to talk to you like this. God damn it.
Do you remember what you and Brett have done to me?
Yeah.
And wait until you see what Matt and Brett did to me.
Oh, I can't wait. I haven't heard anything about this episode yet.
It's edited. It hasn't published. I'll probably end up, because you know there's a delay. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. There's a delay to editing, but like it's probably, if it's not tonight, it'll be this weekend. You know, it'll be soon. Like you're going to see it, but boy, I got to stop sitting in the middle with y'all. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to sit over here so that way it's still going to happen.
Don't be a punk. Do it. Tell him. Don't be a punk. It's your show. I guess you did technically owe me some payback from last night, I guess.
Yes. That'll come later. We'll explain that later.
We'll talk about...
I have a plan for a previous show, so you'll know what we're talking about, so...
We'll talk about how awful some of Abita's beers are. Get your shit together. Come on.
Bruh. Man, I wish we didn't have a plan for a future show, because God, we'd go off on this. But another time.
The scotch was good, though.
Yeah, He hit it out of the park, so I've got... He knows that my favorite scotch is Chivas Regal. But I've got, like, my top five that are just, like, I'm talking maybe a couple points behind in personal preference. And he just surprised me last night and got me a bottle of Monkey Shoulder that he didn't know was in my top five. And He was just like, I don't know, I just went off of things that I've heard you say and heard you like, and I thought it would work. Yes, it does.
I actually just went opposite of my preference. So I like the I like the very unbalanced scotches. Mm-hmm. So I went, oh, this one's kind of balanced. He's going to love that.
It's very good.
Yeah.
So
I don't mind it.
Yeah, and I hadn't had it in a while either, so good pick, good selection.
It's been a long time. I don't remember what batch number my first one was, or the last one I had was, but it's been probably, more than 5 years.
Because this one was 27?
27, yeah.
I think. But good stuff. So I will say, your lighter cigars in general, with the exception of your infused ones and those kind of get specialty, your lighter cigars tend to work better for a coffee or a wine or, you know, we all like to say that alcohol is good in general, but they work well with something with Boulder. In fact, even though you're doing beer, you're on Guinness beer, so like it's got a stronger bite, so it's going to balance out. I would imagine even you drinking that Guinness, it's probably got a good flavor balance. Mm-hmm.
I don't need to pair Guinness with anything. Just give me the Guinness, baby.
Right. See, I've told him this before, but I like the flavor of Guinness, but not to drink it. I'm that guy that likes to cook with it, which I haven't done in a while because since we moved, I haven't done any like hardcore cooking.
Guinness stew is the bomb. I don't make it very often, but it's fantastic.
There's some great recipes and stuff you can do with Guinness because all the alcohol burns out of it. So if you're one of those people that wants no alcohol in your family, fully respect it. Cooking with certain alcohols and certain beers are fantastic because all of the alcohol burns out in the heat and all you get is the flavor profiles that are mixed into it. So that's not a new trend. That's just something, you know, for a long time I was like, I don't want to cook with alcohol. What if my people don't like it? Well, first time somebody was like, it cooks out, idiot. Yeah, there you go.
Braise a chuck roast in Guinness. You're welcome.
Don't think I've done that. Pretty sure I haven't done that. Gonna have to do that. Because, I mean, even just the idea of that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
But, I'll pause on the notes of this. This is definitely getting the creaminess. They were accurate on the mild spice. It's there, but it's like a little sprinkle. It's not a pepper bomb by any means. It's not a spice bomb. It's just enough for like a little... I don't even know if it's enough to say that it gives you that tingle on the tongue. It's just enough to let you know it's there, which is great in a Connecticut because I've had some Connecticuts that had too strong of a flavor inside and it just did not balance with the wrapper.
Yeah.
This is good. I understand why it's in their vintage blend. Mm-hmm.
They definitely nailed it with the creamy.
Mm-hmm.
It's another growth thing.
Yeah.
Stepping up. I got the creamy.
I'll tell you, it's crazy. Again, watch the last show once it publishes. That's all I'm going to say.
The suspense is killing me.
I know. Too bad I can't mention the drink thing. So, later. I'm not going to do it. Later. Giving myself suspense here for something I'm going to say on a future show. But I actually got more open to realizing things as I was forced to talk about them. Like when me and Ryan started, like we both had a decent ability to talk. And I still got a lot of growth. Like you'll never stop growing. Things are changing and all this stuff. But the first few times we did shows, and like this isn't your first show, you've heard me say the first three were kind of atrocious as we were figuring shit out. But even the way we talked about things the first few times was like real robotic. And like if it wasn't on the data, I was like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Now a tidbit about it, and I can reference it and start pulling it out, make some comparisons just because you're used to talking about it. So you start realizing what's supposed to be there versus what you recognize, and you grow with it.
Spontaneous is better anyway.
It is. I still can't pull out specific spices. You know, some people can pull out. Like I can tell you if there's pepper versus spice. Because if you got the flavor, but it's a bite or not, the difference between spice and pepper. Mm. It's about as far as I can go. I know people that can tell you what type of spice. Is it like a nutmeg? Is it a baking spice? Like, I can't do that. I'm not there. I'm 14-ish, almost 15 years into cigars, and I can't do that. But everybody's palate's different.
Yeah, like, I remember I blanked out on my first episode whenever you asked, like, how long have you been smoking cigars? And you were like, I've been smoking for 14 years now. I don't think I've been smoking that long. And I went back and I'm like, no, dummy, you smoked cigarettes for like 12 years. And I quit cigarettes. I still smoke cigars. So give me 20-ish years.
Yep. When did you switch over? So now that you remember your timeline, when did you switch over from like cigarettes to your first cigar?
Yeah, no, I was smoking cigars when I don't think I'm understanding the question correctly, but...
Did you smoke cigarettes first?
Yes.
Okay,
the cigars in.
Yeah, how long did you smoke cigarettes before you... So I'll reword it. How long did you smoke cigarettes alone before you started also smoking cigars?
I mean, probably a year, maybe.
Oh, shit, okay.
Something like that.
So right there with it.
Yeah. It was just kind of a cool thing to do. You know, they had a really... awesome cigar lounge back in Lake Charles. Nice. Went to check it out. I was like, okay, cool. This is a thing people do. They sit in leather recliners and do cool shit. They look fancy. Let's do that.
And
here we are.
Here we are. It's amazing what a good cigar and some relaxation time. Steve Harvey's got a clip. It's short clip, so I may throw this in here. I don't think it's a copyrighted clip. It's him in one of his trailers. He is hanging out, and he's just sitting there in the doorway of one of the stage trailers, just smoking a cigar. And somebody asks him, you know, I'll show this if I can find it, but if I can't. Somebody asks him, you know, his enjoyment with cigars, and he basically tells you, he's like, man, I'm a busy dude. This is relaxing to me. Like, you take this away, I got nothing.
Yeah, you're gonna go crazy.
Before you tell me what cigars do to your body, let me tell you what it do for me. Because I gotta work from the time I wake up, I say I gotta have little moments in the day while I'm just doing what I wanna do. And a cigar is relaxing to me. You take this from me, I don't do drugs.
I don't drink.
I ain't eat no cake. I got one woman. She at the house working. I'm down here working. Something got to give. Cigar. See, this is cigar smoking. Let me show you how this works. I'm going to take deep breaths the whole time.
Here.
Yoga.
You know, so it's insane what it does for the mind and the soul, even us just sitting here talking.
Yep.
And hence the friendship therapy that we reference. Mm-hmm. It's good on your own, but just to sit, chill, relax. If you add in that buddy profile,
yeah. I mean, just having something to do, like, just a thing that you can make your own, like your own little part of your ritual.
Yep.
But I guess the more of the senses you hit, the better, because like smell and taste and
it's
very relaxing.
Ella said the other day, we were talking with some friends about trying to get together. One of the other circle of friends that don't get to see as often. And we were trying to figure out when we could go to dinner, and we literally mapped up our availability with theirs and the next chances like 3 months away, and we're like, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And, you know, life and shit. But in that conversation, we're talking about like us being busy, and I was just like, man, I pretty much have a ritual. I get home from work in the morning, because I work nights, so I get home in the morning, and unless I'm sick or I had to stay up an obnoxious amount of time the day before for whatever reason, I come home, I take care of the dogs, and I sit my butt outside or in the garage, depending on weather, and have a cigar to decompress. And, you know, she was being funny about it. She's like, yeah, all he does is want to smoke cigars and shit. And she's not wrong. But then she's like, but I understand why. Because, you know, she has her modes that she does mm-hmm. to chill. I have mine, just like you have yours.
Yeah.
So that ritual is, it's a good thing. It's good for the mind. Mm-hmm. And humans in general, but especially Americans, we're bad at not slowing down. We are notorious for go, 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 go.
That's always drove me crazy.
And, you know, the British in general think we're kind of retarded for this.
Yeah, most of the world does.
You know, the way that we move, the way that we work, the way that we eat, the way that, I mean.
It's not natural.
It is not natural, and it's just the American way of living. And it's just culminated from years and years of us pursuing the American dream and just going so overboard. Now it's just what we do. And it's very difficult to make yourself stop because that's what we do. That's what we're expected to do. Our employers do it, but then we expect that of ourselves too at times. The whole way of living and just doing this, yes, it's not a free thing. There's money involved and it takes some investment. But like we've said before, you don't always have to be a high dollar investment. There's $30, $40, $50 cigars, just like there's $3, $4, and $5 cigars. And factory smokes, people either love them or hate them. They're about $2 a stick. So like, if you don't have the money and you're just wanting to start in the lifestyle of just enjoying cigars, start there. I started with, you know, when Acids first came out and there was like 5 or 6 of them before they opened up. Well, that's what I started with. Mm-hmm. I don't smoke them anymore just because I've grown into like the deeper palates and kind of get away from infused except every once in a while. But there's options that aren't that expensive. So that there's ways to get into something like this that's very enjoyable without having to dump your wallet. And that was a misconception I had for a long time. I thought you had to be fat, rich, and happy. So
just fat, rich, happy people did that.
Because that's what they did. You know?
Can I say that my first cigar was actually Black and Mild?
It's a cigar. It's not a premium cigar.
It's not.
But it's still a cigar.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. So don't think we're comparing that, but it's a type of cigar. It's just a machine cigar.
No.
But your insight starts somewhere. Like,
it's better than cigarettes any day of the week.
You know, I'm not going to go back and smoke a lot of acids. No. Personal preference.
No.
You know?
We've come a long way.
Come a long way.
I say that. I don't know that for sure.
You have. I mean, just in us talking. You know, I didn't know you back then, so I can't say it 100% positivity, but I mean, things we talked about, growth and change is a good thing.
I made a lot more money back then, but I was a lot less happy, if that makes sense.
It does. There was a period in time while I was going to college, I had 4 income streams. My wallet was very happy. The rest of me was not, because I didn't give myself much time to properly enjoy myself or my friends, my significant others, I just mm-hmm. Money's great and all, but
take some of that money and try to buy some time. See how far it gets you.
Right. Time you don't get back.
No.
Time is gone. Once that second clicks, you never get it back. You know, we are probably about, you know, 2,000 years away from time travel if the world makes it that far. So
I don't see it happening, bud.
I just know that that's far enough away that we'll be long and gone by about 20 generations. So if this statement is wrong in the archives of the alien files, I don't care.
Remember a few episodes back when you were talking about NASA had landed a probe on this asteroid that was projected to hit Earth?
Yeah.
That thing's going to whiff. We're not going to be here.
No, because it was like, its projected speed and trajectory is going to hit, what did I say, like 2180 something or 2182 or 2082, something a ways off. We'll be gone.
If it hit, I think 13 it was 20 years from now, this place may not be here.
Yeah. I think it was 21 something. I mean,
I hope I'm wrong about that, by the way.
Who knows? If, you know, biblical for 2 seconds. You know, the Bible says, you know, depending on your faith, you know, but the Bible says that, you know, Jesus is going to come back one day. It doesn't say what method he's going to come back. He could be riding on an asteroid just being like, sup, y'all?
Space cowboy this shit. Let's go.
Nobody ever said how he's coming. He's just coming. I mean,
coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Take it with a grain of salt. Do not hit me for faith. I'm being facetious here, but mm-mm. I mean, we don't know. You never know what's going to happen down the line.
I'm a recovering Pentecostal.
I'm not.
Don't touch that one.
I'm not gonna go there.
Don't touch that one. I'm lucky to be alive, I guess.
I mean, as always, that's a good point. It's never a bad point.
So yeah, still thoroughly enjoying this one.
Yeah. I'm definitely tell I screwed up my first language. I don't know if this is gonna show. Let's see if I can get it in front of that black. So it's a single flame technically. But you see that blue width? It's like a wide flame.
So like a fan shape.
Fan shape. Very cool. But I've never had anything like this, so my initial lighting was a little off because, you know, I'm used to, you know, the single jet torches. And it's cool. Definitely tell it's got a long gas tube. It takes a second to
die. I noticed that.
But it was free. I like it. And it's Calibri brand. I mean, they don't make bad stuff, so. So, here's a funny story. There's no segue for this. I'm sorry. This is just random as hell. So, got a pretty good dissonant disruption for you today. Sporting the hat, by the way. If you haven't got any dissonant merch, hit that link in the show notes. Hardest Flint. They got some pretty cool stuff. And she's even added some. There's a new shirt. There's a couple beanies in there. Pretty cool stuff. If you like the punk-ass lightning bolt, go get you some gear. You know, we're just going to segue to this. I don't have anything because this is short and sweet and not dissonant related, but it's random as fuck, and I think it's hilarious. So, here's a good dissonant disruption for you. So, I'm going to pull this up, because I don't want to misquote any of this.
I'm going to need you to read this thing carefully. Just the description.
I purposely just gave him a tidbit. I didn't give him all the information, because I wanted his reaction.
I did my best impersonation of my dogs.
Actually, yeah, that's actually pretty accurate. All I did was read in the headline. So, this news ad I discovered on Sky News, but it was published on November 15th. Okay, so not too long ago. Just the headline. Plane forced to return to airport after horse escapes on board. That's what he gave. Oh.
That's your TSA hard at work.
As the pilot says, the horse, quote, managed to escape its stall on the Boeing 747.
I'm thinking like a passenger plane. I think that's why it's so confusing.
Which, whoever wrote this article is smart, because they didn't say a cargo 747.
Let mind fill in the gaps.
About half an hour after leaving New York, I believe it was JFK's airport, was heading to Belgium. This Boeing 747 cargo plane, so it was a cargo plane, contacted air traffic control to inform them of the escaped animal. Had to clarify that their cargo plane, quote, we have a live animal, a horse, on board the aeroplane, and the horse managed to escape its stall. We don't have a problem as a flying wise, but we need to return to New York. We cannot get the horse back secure. They don't go into too many details, but I don't know if it was just like rampaging, because it's not like you can take off in a stall, but you're still in a plane that you don't want a horse to kick through a sidewall.
No.
I mean,
the horse doesn't know it's 20,000 feet in the air.
Right. And actually, data showed the plane had climbed to 31,000 feet before being forced to make a U-turn off the coast of Boston. Of course, it had to dump about 20 tons of fuel because it was over landing weight at that point. So,
Do you think gas is expensive?
That, right. Let's see. It says that the pilot asked air traffic control to request a vet be present. Quote, we have a horse in difficulty.
Pretty difficult.
It's pretty difficult. So, anyway, so it's pretty much all it says. It doesn't go into detail about how it got loose or what happened, but either way, I think it's a pretty wild. I mean, your expression was why I thought it was appropriate because mm-hmm.
I mean, you heard about that guy on the plane. What was it? It was a few weeks ago. The guy that tried to shut the engines off, he was an off-duty pilot. You didn't hear about this?
I did not hear about this.
So this off-duty pilot was catching a ride on a plane, headed to somewhere. I forget where this plane was headed. He was going to catch his flight. Guy just snaps and tries to shut the engines off. Turns out he had been without sleep for like 30 hours and did mushrooms for his first time.
Oh, my God.
Again. I think they hit him with like attempted murder for every single person on the plane.
Absolutely, dude. I mean, dude.
Fucking idiot.
And the amount of testing and boarding that you go through before you can be a pilot, you know this stuff, man. Like, you can't do this. One, it's not a position you can get away with.
No.
You know, it's not like the guy I still reference, Sergeant Bowie, when I was fixing helicopters. Remember the phrase? It was the same conversation he told me to stop, you know, saying his rank, he's ripping balls off. But the concept was we're here to fix stuff. You know, if an aircraft breaks down, it can crash.
Yep.
If you do something wrong, it can crash. It's not like a car, you just pull it over and stop. It's like, you know, you're high out of your mind or stoned or lucid or whatever. It's like, you can't just be like, yeah, let's pull over, be all right. Dude, you're in the freaking air, homie. I mean, just
no common sense, though, man. Like, how are you going to, like, I'm on my way to go catch a flight. Let me do mushrooms real quick, having never done them before.
I mean, any drug in general, even legal ones. There are reasons they tell you do not operate machinery and make sure you're not alone the first time you take a lot of them, much less the illegal type.
You're really having a hard time over there.
It's the one side that I did not like worth a shit. This is my fault. And I will tell you when it's my fault because I don't want you to think this is the cigar's fault. Because I had already had the foot pre-lit and smoke before I realized I totally missed the side cup. So that's the same side that keeps acting up. So this guy's fault, not Rocky Patel's.
Rocky.
Just don't want to discredit somebody that's not their fault, you know? How the fuck? That ashed backwards.
Leave that in. Don't edit this.
No.
Just keep it in.
I'll keep it in. Also, for more suspense, there's a couple times that Brett's like, probably cut that. Did not.
No, fuck that.
In fact, I sent him a video clip while I was editing and put over there. Clearly, it did not get cut. Probably should have. Well, we didn't.
A little late now?
Where's that? A little late now.
Something falling out there?
Eh, who knows?
We're getting crept up on.
So,
hey!
We got a guest showing up.
What's up,
dude? So, you want to pop your head in here? We ain't going nowhere.
What's Come on in. Come on in, sir.
So, a surprise guest on the show.
Let me get a chair real quick.
Yeah. They're a little tall. But yeah, man, so this not any contradiction to the cigar, so this is not Rocky Patel's fault. This is purely my fault, because I did a shitty job lighting it.
Come on in here, bud.
Yo Mike can squeeze in there on the camera over there. Y'all know this guy, you've met him before. That's Matt popping in over here. So oh, there, you're a little...
The chair's a little high.
A little high. Set for this chair.
Just keep the beard in.
Yeah.
Just keep the beard in.
I'm like one of those like anonymous videos.
Watch this. We still got a few minutes left to show. I'll adjust the camera. Why the hell not? Who cares?
On the fly.
Let's go. On the fly.
Did anybody else struggle like I did this morning?
No. I was okay.
Good enough. It was just me.
What? Did you have like drinking wise?
No, I only had like a six pack last night. Yeah. But for some reason, man, I just kicked my own ass this morning.
Crept up on you.
And just no recovery.
Man. All right. I tell you now, if I drink, it doesn't matter how much I drink, I usually chug a ton of water. Mm-hmm. No matter.
There we go. Matt gets to sneak in for the last few minutes of a show here. So,
So which one's y'all smoking on today?
So this is Rocky Patel 1999. It's out of their vintage selections, Connecticut.
I saw some of those whenever I was buying it.
It's
this guy.
Yeah, so this ashtray.
That's what I inhaled some off the back.
Oh. Yeah. This ashtray came from Matt over there. He's the one that found it. So,
I was torn between that white one and that one, but
I think this is the brand. This is dope.
Yeah, good call.
And when there's more than just two of us out here, I got another ashtray I'll put. So, but yeah, so this was he'd done a show with us before on one of the other vintage lines, so figured it'd be appropriate when he's out here to do it again. So. Yeah, I don't know. We just kind of—I lost track when you walked up. I don't know what the hell we were talking about anymore.
I told you I heard something.
You did. I mean, I knew he was coming. I didn't know when he was going to show up. So.
Yeah, I texted you probably a few minutes after you sent me that text. So I guess you had started right whenever you sent me that text.
Oh yeah, I texted you like right as I was like, "Hey, dude, recording, but if you're coming over, go ahead and come over. It's cool."
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, I was on the way back. We were probably about halfway back to the house whenever you sent me that. Okay,
so. Gotcha. So we're just kind of chilling. We hold on. Since he missed the Dissident Disruption, I want his reaction as well. I'm just gonna read the title of this news story. That's all I'm gonna do.
Okay.
All I'm gonna do.
Dude.
This was back on November 15th. Plane forced to return to airport after horse escapes on board.
I saw something about that. I didn't read into it, but all I saw was a caption, and I was like, that sounds awful.
Yeah. Sounds disruptive.
Sounds disruptive. Literally what the caption says.
Every time I come across
what is it, like a cargo plane?
It was a cargo plane, but like in the headline, you don't know that until you get a couple paragraphs in, so you're like, how the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
It should be immediate, but it's not.
Like Derek's face was priceless.
Like my brain just wants to go to that place where just a bunch of people trying to fight over the aisle seat, and then a horse just.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Thinking about how much weight a horse is, and running up and down and back and forth, throwing off that plane's, you know, counterbalance, you know, kind of thing. How much that probably was actually disruptive. To not only interior, but also like the flight dynamics of the plane.
It says it's a cargo plane, so it's obviously, you know, it's have somewhat of a different layout, but like I wonder, how big was the space? Was it like sectioned off, or did it have the whole, like, was it a vet only carrier that had a Long Island state? Like, I don't know. You know, they have to
very precisely, depending on what cargo and how much it weighs, plan that out about where they put it to keep the balance of the plane.
That's fair.
So, I'm sure it just the weirdest set them for a doozy.
I mean, that's definitely his reaction was about like mine was when it popped up on my phone a few days ago. I was like, "What the?"
Yeah, thinking about it in a normal kind of commercial airplane is really funny,
mm-hmm.
but also impossible.
But that's where your brain goes, because it doesn't say a cargo 747. Yeah. It just says a Boeing 747. And you're like, the fuck? How? You know? Like American Airlines got a damn horse around. It wasn't, but you know. I don't even actually know if this article said what. I don't actually think it tells you what aircraft company it was. It tells you it's from New York's JFK going to Belgium. But I don't remember seeing it say anything about who it was, so. And I didn't go dig into it. Oh, wait. Was that it? Was that at the very bottom?
No, you're
Air,
in
the part. Air Atlanta Icelandic. Okay.
We have a horse in difficulty.
Yeah, it was right under that. I just missed it. We need a vet when we land. We have a horse in difficulty. Yeah. Yeah. But, so yeah, I'm not going to lie. I lost track of the specific time we recorded. So we may be on target. We may be short. We may be long. I have no idea. We'll find out when we edit. Because I didn't do a good job of paying attention. But that's okay. We got a margin to work in. It's our show. Who gives a damn?
No. I'm off. I don't have shit to do today.
You know?
Yeah. I'm going to that concert till later tonight.
Yeah. I mean, like, I got stuff to do later, but.
Yeah, it's strange.
So.
I don't know.
A
little too much pectin.
Got to the point where you take a
sticker. Come on. There we go. All right. I'm
worried. Every once in a while, I get a little pectin overzealous. It happens. But yeah, this is we're halfway through the cigar. It's a little bit bolder, and bold is a loose term with this cigar. The spice, almost said pepper. It's no pepper. It's definitely a spice. The spice is kind of subsided a little bit for me. I'm getting a little bit of that woodsy tone that I did not recognize whatsoever the first, but that creaminess is still there.
Yep.
Now that I've said it, can you pull that out, or are you doing anything different other than the creaminess?
No. Oh, it was a struggle to get creamy.
You missed it. He had a growth moment, because he went from just saying, asking if it's good, and just being, yep. He goes, I'm not disappointed by this, so yeah. I was like, that's a growth moment. I said more than a word. And then we start talking a little bit more, and he actually is able to recognize the creaminess at the beginning. I was like, you know, the more you talk about it, it almost forces you to, like, pay attention to this stuff.
Yeah, pay attention to the different flavors. I am still 100% a novice. It probably will be for a very long time. So that's fine. My palate is not...
Well, I even knew...
Broadened yet.
I've been smoking for 14 years. I did not have the ability to, like, hardcore pull these flavors out until I started doing podcasts and talking about them and talking to other people, talking about it at work, because it forces you to be like, when somebody's like, man, what did that cigar lace taste like? I mean, it's good. Nobody wants to hear that from some guy that's been smoking for over a decade. You know? Exactly. So I, like, started paying attention and starting to pull stuff out. And, you know, you care a little bit more when you have to. Otherwise, you're like, man, I like this steak. It's like, you know, you go to Wendy's. I like Wendy's over Burger King. Why? It's just a better burger. Why is it better? You know?
Because it's square.
It's square.
It's square. It's square.
Their sauce has, you know, I like the flavor. That, like, you're able to say why. And this is no different.
8 pounds of bacon.
Yeah, the Baconator.
America!
I think we actually quoted that movie last time.
There's a lot of America. Movie quotes here.
America! So I told him that, Brett, you know, he's only been in a few shows. Mm-hmm. And unless I'm mistaken, every show he's been on, he has quoted Anchorman. And I don't even think it's on purpose. I think, I mean, he quoted some other stuff too.
I know he did that time. It was me, you. And...
Yep. But, it's got a trend, man.
That's his thing.
But, we're going to wrap this up because I have no idea where we're on time. I think we're probably close. So for short or long, I apologize to the viewers. I did a really shitty job of starting this recording today. Just like I did a really shitty job of lighting my cigar today.
Keep smoking, pretend we're talking. Just back it up a few seconds while you finish off your cigar.
But it's probably about right, because this is about an hour and a half cigar, so that's probably appropriate. So you smoke faster than I do.
Yeah.
You're a hot smoker. I'm more of a mild smoker.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. You didn't have to be so nice.
he lied last time and said those pecs were a workout switch. Nah,
what
muscle?
That
would be. Yeah, last time when you, like, you just come from the gym and you were sore, and, like, you were still having that muscle twitch because you had that workout, and you're like, if you see my pec twitch, and I promise I don't have a mental illness.
That
I'm
was
just
my
sore.
Neck.
Was some. Well, I know.
I think I was holding my head down here, and I was like, I don't have Down syndrome. I swear. Okay.
Neck was sore, but it was like you were worried about, like, your muscles twitching. So, like you said, if you see me twitching and stuff over here,
I'm not crazy.
I can pull, when we're done, I will go pull it up.
No, that was, I noticed how much I fidget on camera.
Oh, no, we talked about that.
Yeah.
But either way,
I'm working on it. Class.
I say, you don't notice stuff that you do until you watch yourself on video. I mean, like I said, my first three suck shit. I don't delete them because they were the growth of the show. Like, I was probably a very boring host because we didn't know what the hell to do. I didn't know how to present myself, and I'm still learning every day, like, how I need to talk and show stuff. And I'm just glad that people enjoy it and listen and watch.
Yeah. At least you still have it. I just show up and bullshit. I'll let you do all the work.
That's the best shows ever, though. Best shows ever, just bullshit.
It's the same.
Not paid to be here. I'm going to enjoy myself.
Right? But no, we'll wrap it up because we'll hang out with Matt for a little while since he decided to drive his butt over here and hang out with us. So,
yeah, exactly.
But thank y'all for hanging out. Thank you for listening to the most random show of me and Derek probably ever. I don't know. That gets pretty random every time.
So far.
We'll beat it next time.
I'm working on it.
So we got to beat the random record every time. Thanks to Dissident again. We've got our merch link, but hit the show notes. You got their merch link as well. Go grab you some gear. Support the guys. They support the channel. Support Sin and Josh. And we will be here hanging out ready for you next time. Hopefully, the gang will be here as well. So, until next time, y'all stay safe and holla down.
Like, comment, subscribe, send nudes.
Yes, all the nudes.
Dick pics go to his inbox.
And that's where I'll stop it.